when I got back from Iraq, the VA wanted to reinforce certain things that had nothing to do with my experience in Iraq. For instance, I knew I was dealing with some post-traumatic stuff. They wanted to go back to my childhood.
No.
And said you were bipolar. They had me on schizophrenic medication. When the very reason for me to get out of the Army, I'm seeing now, I was angry. I was drinking too much. I did fine in battle. I did great in battle. But when I got back, I was, now I wouldn't say out of my head. I was in my head. And it's painful. I was in Ramadi, Iraq from 04 to 05. And Roy, I was a real man then. And I did a great job.
You still are.
And in June of 05, I got knocked off my feet from a missile. The Marines gave me an award for the quality of the job I did. I was a man. But when I came back and I went to Fort Carson, Colorado, I just was lost. And I identify so much with what you guys are saying. But when I got back, I made some really bad choices. And I started drinking. And from that point, the hardest thing to do was to talk to these stupid doctors who didn't believe me when I said, listen, guys, everything happened in Iraq.
But the point is, they're programmed to make you mad. You got to forgive them. They really think they're doing good, but they've been programmed, and so they really don't know that you can't hate them. You are a man, and it's only the anger, the resentment. You felt weakened by your resentments. You thought you'd join the army and, you know, develop that quality that was taken away from you here, but you weren't ready for it. But now you know the secret.